All right, Cole, what are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, this is something that only 90s kids will remember. Let's take this out. I took it upon myself to make a cootie catcher.
Oh, cootie catcher.
Yeah.
I remember those. It's a little thing.
Yeah, it's a little thing. It's a little paper thing. You make like a couple of folds and, you know, you just open it up and close it and just like in time to some kind of saying. And then you lift up one of the little flaps and then you find out who you're going to marry.
Yeah, who you're going to fuck, kill, marry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It gets real dark about, you know, 2/3 of the time.
Yep. It gets really because we all know, elementary law, those things are contractually binding.
So, yeah. And you can't do like fuck, kill, marry is really weird because presumably when you marry somebody, you're probably going to have sex with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, let's just be honest, eventually end up killing them.
Yeah.
So like they really shouldn't be mutually exclusive. Like if I'm going to, fuck Neil Patrick Harris, kill, Donald Trump, and marry, Molly Ringwald. Like, honestly, I'd probably just rather pick one of those people and do all three.
I just, so many brave futures just squelched before their time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be so binary.
No,
it should be like fuck, kill, and marry.
Yeah. Can we bring more fluidity to these cootie catchers? Come on.
I'd like to think so. Like, it just make a huge one that has, more than four corners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, like all hand. Like, you use all five of your fingers on each one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. But we're stuck with the one that we have here. So okay. I'm gonna get started. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which game will we play for the show? Mm-hmm. If I holler, suffer, no. Eeny, meeny, miny, go. All right.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. I'm going to say 2.
Okay. 2. Name a color.
I'm going to say red.
Okay. Name one of the 5 major languages of the Indian subcontinent.
I'm going to say, Tibetan.
Okay, cool. And okay, here we go. We're going to be playing Kickmaster.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I've never heard of this game before, and it's awesome. Thanks. Who suggested this?
This was suggested by Sam Bear.
Hey, Sam Bear.
Yeah.
Classic. It's funny how we have like 700 suggestions, but we do get the same names over and over. Like somebody just sat down and is just like, I'm going to put in 100 games.
You're not far off from the truth, actually.
Yeah. Like it's just funny because we do have a lot of games, but it is just a very few people. But it's good because they're suggesting good stuff and interesting things. So thank you, Sam.
Yeah. Level 1000 platinum level game namer, Sam Bear. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. Yeah. I am Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games at random, suggested by listeners.
Why are you doing this?
By like 5 listeners.
Yeah, by 5. Yep. By 5 of our loyalist listeners.
Yep.
Yeah. And Kickmaster by Sam Bear.
Yeah.
He made this. It is his.
Yeah. That
he is so proud
of
it. I'd
be very impressed.
Yeah.
The developed by Kid, published by Taito. have you heard of this before?
No, I hadn't.
I haven't either. Like, there's this weird, I read the Hardcore Gaming 101 entry on this, which should like tell you something, like has a Hardcore Gaming 101 entry. And they're talking about how like everything is just like shitty, platformers, and then they're like really good things like Castlevania. But there's this whole weird middle ground of like NES action platformers that never get any attention and are all actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought up Shatterhand, which is one of my favorites. Like Shatterhand's a really good game.
Yeah.
And they brought up this, and this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is pretty fun. Like it's not perfect. But like I would have eat this shit up when I was young, and I'd never heard of it before. Like it's really, really rare.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really rare, really obscure.
Yeah. I would put this in like the Legend of the Dragon or something.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. Like it's very much in the same vein of like something that I had no basis for understanding what it was, but was completely blown away by it, or taken aback by how good it was.
Yeah, like, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
like it is a good game.
So this is a really intricate like beat 'em up platformer kind of thing, right? Like I would like liken the platforming and jumping a little bit to like Ninja Gaiden. To a certain extent, like a little bit less like focused on the acrobatics and timing of it, but it kind of feels like it moves the same way. Like you can jump really high. Good.
Yeah. There's also the knockback, the Ninja Gaiden, like knockback to worry about.
Yeah.
And the jumping, like it reminded me more of like Legend of Kaji or something like that, where like you jump, you know, you literally jump like super high. It's like really vertical, not very horizontal.
Yeah.
Jump. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you just go through and the story is really cool. It's like the king has been kidnapped, or somebody has been kidnapped by one of the scummy living skeletons in the opening cutscene, which is really like looks really good.
Uh-huh.
Like really fluidly animated, awesome opening cutscenes in this game. And then they're immune to steel, but they're not immune to kicks. Yeah. So they send in this guy, the Kickmaster.
Well, you're the younger brother of the guy who's the real hero. So yeah, they have this fake out. Like you're just there to serve your older brother, the gallant knight. And they really mixed up their genres on this because you're a martial artist in a land of, you know, steel knights and skeletons.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm into that. And then your Marcin, I think, is your brother, right? Or Macron. he's wounded by a skeleton. And you use your great kicking skills to make Belzed play for this. Your name is Thonolan. And you have to you make your way to the right, kicking things.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a really interesting like upgrade action RPG element to it.
Yeah,
which is kind of the it's like a mix of like you get like new moves like Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of what the hook is.
Yeah, and each move kind of has an MP cost to it, so it's a little bit like a role playing game in that way.
The kicks don't. The spells do.
Yes.
Like you get there's two advancement paths. Like as you get experience, you'll unlock new kicks.
Oh.
Which if you want a preview of those, if you go to the options menu, there is a option called Glossary of Kicks, and it shows you how to do all the moves and what level you need to be to do them.
Nice.
It's really cool. So, and then like once you level up, you get new kicks, and then you also get magic spells, which is what requires MP.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I had no idea. So that is that's like a straight up like River City Ransom thing where you're expanding your offensive vocabulary. And by that, I don't mean swear words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your glossary of kicks. Unlock entries in the glossary of kicks.
I really think that they missed an opportunity by not calling it Lexikick.
Oh, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Or Kictionary.
Yeah, there we go. Kictionary. That's the best one.
There we go.
I went a little bit too highbrow with it.
You unlock all these moves in the Kictionary, and like they all have different kind of different powers and different windups and recoveries and stuff, like really intricate,
like active frames and hitboxes and stuff.
Yeah And you mostly just like move to the right, and then the way the experience system works is when you kill a guy, they blow up into three icons that mean different things. Like one of them's experience, one of them's magic refill, one's health refill. One of them is like a different kind of experience, I think.
Yeah.
Or like less experience. And then one of them is poison, hurts you. And you can grab like more or less at most like two of them usually.
Right.
So you kind of, every time you kill an enemy, you have a choice, like whether you want, what are these three things you want to grab? But it's not like a role-playing game where you have like just a button, like they just fly out and you only have a couple seconds to grab which one.
Yeah. They're like fountain out. So
yeah.
Yeah. So you really have to like, and they don't stick around. Like they don't land. They fall off the bottom of the screen. So you have to have kind of like a game plan for if I kill this guy here, you know, like what are my outs to actually grab the experience that he drops?
And you have to make these kind of these choices where like I'm a little bit low on health. I'm going to grab this health even though I'm a little bit, you know, I'm fairly close to leveling up and getting new kicks or what have you.
Yeah. And like it's like we said, it's split second decision. Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Like it is surprisingly like pretty good. Like the your range on your kicks is really low.
Right.
So it's hard. Some enemies when they're walking towards you, it's kind of hard to hit them first.
Yeah.
I wish your kick went out a little bit more than up. But honestly, it's hard to find fault with this game. Like,
yeah.
Well, did Samuel Bayer say anything about it?
Yes, he did. Let me pull this up here. I thought I was done suggesting stuff for the time being, but I just played an NES action platformer with RPG elements about a man fighting an army of skeletons entirely by kicking. Apologies in advance if this game is a little too good, but read that description and tell me it doesn't require an episode of Abject Suffering.
Yeah, let's see. Fair point.
Yeah. So yeah, fair points all. Along with this being a little bit too good for the show, like, people hit us really hard with actually I know that our next crop is going to be pretty rough, so
okay. Yeah. Only be spaced out a little bit, because this has been kind of a, like, all three of the games we've done in this recording session I've liked playing.
Yeah.
Like, this is fun to play, like, this is some good Nintendo time.
Yeah. Oh well, but that's the luck of the random.org, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad he didn't like say like this was terrible. This was a diarrhea dump and a moose dick.
It's an insult to Gamergate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's an insult to Gamergate history.
Yeah, like, Sam Bear never steers us wrong though. Like, he
he's a good guy.
Yeah. Can I give you some Wikipedia.txt?
Yeah.
If the player manages to complete the game, Thonolin kicks the evil Belzed to death and rescues the princess Sylphie.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or Slippy.
What's that?
Yeah. Slippy.
Slippy?
Like Slippy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it is Silphy, but like, I was reading it as Slippy.
Oh, nice. Like, it's a prequel.
Princess Slippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could have just said killed, except they said kicked him to death, which is... Yeah.
And it's if you manage to complete the game, and that's what you do to complete the game.
It's pretty
hard.
The
game has like New Game Plus.
Oh, really?
And there are three loops to it. And to get the actual ending, you have to beat it three times to get the credits to roll.
Huh.
And you get different messages every time you you beat the game.
Yeah. I love the zones, the names for the different levels sound like area names in Dark Souls.
Totally. Like the Witch's Forest, the Caverns of No Return.
Yep.
Belzed's first stronghold.
Yep.
Like, just like that. That is a real Dark Souls.txt where, like, calling it the first one just implies a lot without actually spelling anything out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he has abandoned the stronghold. There's a reason for it. This is going to be, populated by things that he has left behind. Like, it just says a lot without anything.
Yeah. The Bottomless Crevasse. Like, that.
Yeah. That'll be the Blight Town in Bloodborne.
Yeah, across the swamps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aboard the Ship of Strife, which, like, I watched a speedrun of this game.
Mm-hmm.
The boss of that is awesome. It is a giant octopus.
Nice.
That and it's like takes up the whole screen, and it's like a realistic octopus head.
Mm-hmm.
They cut like a really well, like, Google it, like Google Kickmaster octopus boss, and take a look at this guy. It's a really, really, like, beautiful sprite that shoots bubbles, and then his tentacles wrap up around the side of the...
Gary, do you know what an octopus is?
Yeah, it's one of those cute things Darnet loves so much.
Wow, he's got like a little beak and everything. You could be forgiven for calling those paws because he has them draped daintily over the side of the ship.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first image that comes up when you do that is really good too, because it looks like he's doing a little dance, like if the paws are moving to the right and the left, like da 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 da. But like, the bosses are really, really cool, and you're aboard the Ship of Strife, which is just like, yes,
like, why wouldn't I be here?
Yep. And then the second to last level is called A Long Way From Home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not actually called anything. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a pretty good looking game too. I mean, we talked about the cinematics, but like the in-game sprites, like even that first boss that you fight, the skeleton witch,
looks
pretty badass.
Yeah. Which is also badass, but just looks really good. Like, everything looks really good. You get these little cutscenes when you get an item, these little like anime like cutscenes that look really good. It's like super colorful.
Yeah.
I just Googled Kickmaster and they showed this like wolf witch that looks like a witch. It looks like Quelaag if instead of spiders, Quelaag had wolves.
Yeah. It's like she's riding on the back of like Cerberus times seven.
Like a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
It is awesome. Like,
wow.
Yeah. And I'd never heard of this. Like, it's so weird.
I know.
Maybe someday, like, I'll do like a stream thing, like, or I just like, I'm going to put aside 8 hours and just go through my ROM library in order and stream it and just play until I get bored and get as far as I can just to hit more of these. Cause like, this is the kind of thing that makes me like not bummed out, but I get panicky about how I'm going to die before I do everything I want to do.
Right.
When I think about like, there's all these obscure games for a system I know really well. Mm-hmm. There's probably some like Kickmaster quality stuff on like the Game Gear.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, just systems I'll never end up touching or playing or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
I get bummed out when I just learned about all the cool stuff I'm not going to be able to do before I die.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just like you could ossify it into these heuristics, right? Like what we've been, you know, conditioned to believe is that the stuff you know about on the NES is the stuff that's worth playing, right? Obviously, why else would you, you know, why would you know about it? But the corollary to that is you just like, you know that any given NES game you play has a good chance of being unplayable garbage at this point.
Yeah.
So like this stuff just kind of slips by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me like Sam had like the same experience too, because he just was playing NES ROMs.
Yeah, and just stumbled across it because it has a funny name. Mm-hmm. Like, same thing. That's why I ended up playing Shatterhand eventually, because I was just like, oh, that's a funny name.
Yeah.
And then that game's really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like this game.
Have you ever kicked anybody?
In play, not like in earnest, like I want you to not be standing up anymore, so I'm going to kick you. Yeah, no, like in play, like I think, like, were you part of the age where, like, when you were in like elementary school, you wanted to be like a, you know, like a ninja?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the childhood martial arts fascination that, like, you know, Mac on It's Always Sunny never grew out of. Yeah, definitely that, but never like, I intend to hurt you. It's more, let's do this thing that looks really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure I kicked like somebody when I got like the very few fights I've gotten into when I was younger, but like I had that martial arts thing too. Like I have very distinct memories of owning nunchucks, which I don't know why or how, but
like actual nunchucks or rubber chucks.
I don't remember.
Were they hard or were they made out of rubber? This is not a hard question.
It's not a hard question. I just don't remember because I was like seven.
Yeah.
So I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I had
like plastic ones, like hollow plastic ones.
Mm,
you know, like toy weapons.
Yeah.
You know,
these were somewhere between, like, they could have been rubber chucks, but they weren't toy things. They were like training, like if you were a karate guy.
Yeah.
Like training versions of nunchucks.
So that way, when you inevitably hurt yourself with this thing, you don't hurt yourself that badly.
Yeah, when you smack yourself in the face or back.
Yeah.
Which is what happens with nunchucks.
Yep.
The game fact for this is written, it seems like the guy from that 2 episodes ago who's super pompous. It's not him, but it's like sounds like him a lot. Like, what's this guy's name? Wirenth says, greetings and welcome to yet another of my writings. This time I'm writing up, that's right, a full-fledged walkthrough. Gasp. That's right. I decided to do a full walkthrough on the 1991 Taito game, Kickmaster. Who knew? Like, who cares? Like, shut up. Strike, like, all those words out of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, half those words.
Okay. Oh, this, I figured out what it reminds me of. Like, AOL circa 2000, 2001, and specifically also anything related to like role play chat rooms or like the majority of what you would see like in comedic fan fiction of that time.
Yeah.
Like that overly overwrought attempting to be cute, like, you know, like snarky, like, haha, you know, yeah.
You know what it is the, last night, me and Elizabeth were going to watch some Netflix, and Netflix now has a function where they will allow you to, like, there's a thing that the I Don't Know Jack people did called Netflix Max. And it's like this little personified, like, recommendation program.
Oh, yeah.
To let you, you know, tell you. And it does that. It's just like the, you know, hey, I'm Max. It's nice to meet you. So what are you in the mood for? Some laughs? Some scares? Like, it just, there's just too many words.
Uh-huh.
On it, you know, and then like eventually, like, you're just like, we're gonna play the rating game, and then like the rating game jingle pops up, and it's like, I'm gonna show you a thing, tell me if you've seen it. And then like the descriptions of the things are just like too many words, like it is just too much. There's just too much to it, like, just cut half of those words out, like that's what it reminds me of.
So, like, that could have been, let's figure out what you want to watch tonight, or let's find something new for you,
or literally just like. You know, or like, what are you in the mood for? Like, like turning into this character, like, was not unnecessary.
Yeah, like, don't give me personality where no personality is warranted. I guess ultimately is what we get through. Like, I feel like we harp on this so much.
Yeah,
but it's really annoying. There are
go ahead.
I was just gonna say there are no thanks on this, but
yeah, unfortunately,
yeah.
The in this first paragraph, right, that one I read. Like, what this should probably be is just walk through you know, or this is a walkthrough of the 1991 title game Kickmaster for the NES.
Yes.
Like, it's literally like just, you can cut out four sentences from that, three sentences from that.
Like, obviously you decided to do this thing, so don't open up with, I decided to...
Yeah,
because you did it. Because I see this
on it.
There's this whole like there's this whole sidebar. Like I see the whole scroll bar. And in fact, if I hit print, let's see here. You wrote 23 pages of this. So
yeah, yeah. And like so, like legal crap. Simply put, you may not use, publish, edit, alter, or publish any edits or alterations in any format. But like, okay, simply put, is unnecessary.
Yeah.
For that, like, it's just like I understand trying to add personality, but just like. There's ways to do this that aren't annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're not in guides. Like, I think the reason why we like that Present Evil fact so much is because that's not really like a how-to of the game. It is just like an analysis. So it's okay to have a kind of essay-like style.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it's just like, tell me how to fucking play Kickmaster.
Yeah.
You know?
There's just no economy to it.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
And it's really bad writing. I have a friend and coworker who is a writer who writes a little bit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is just kind of a little bit overwrought and like nothing is just like a thing he did. Everything's like an adventure. Before he goes into anything, he has to preface it with a question like, well, what happened then? Let's find out. You know, it's never just like what happened.
Yeah.
That drives me fucking up the wall, man.
Yeah. Like, are there just people who either haven't read Strunken Way or joyfully ignore it?
I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
They just are, you know, just don't give a shit.
Yeah, not to be a fucking like snob or whatever, but like this is basic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
It's early 2002 and I'm a little rusty.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up, little rusty.
And two, my gamepad broke.
Like it's like they're using it like LiveJournal or something. Like,
yeah.
Is there social networking that happens? On this, or are there people who like have then sent him emails like, hey, I like the fact, sorry about your gamepad, and then like he updates the fact to say like my gamepad was like, it's just a really inefficient form of communication if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's got those updates, right? Like, hey, what's new, removed email information. Well, I guess he was hearing too much about it, the outpouring of support about his gamepad.
Yeah, just somebody did a guitar cover of that first song because the music in this game is really good too.
Oh yeah, it is. It's great. Like, it sounds a little bit Konami like. It's like it has stings of like Contra to it.
Yeah, super Contra or Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
I would go as far as to say this is a must try game.
Yeah,
like you should definitely check it out if you like action platformers on the NES. Like, it is too hard. I didn't get very far in it.
Yeah, like I bottomed out, like I topped out rather at the second level, the Cavern of No Return.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like, it is a tricky level. But, like, I watched a speed run of it from top to bottom and saw kind of the later levels. And they all look really cool. And there's cool shit that you do. So, I'm into it.
Yeah. So that's the other side of it, right? So we have the, you know, the kind of the fear of missing out. Like, what is hidden by the fact that it's not talked about as often as kind of the franchises that we know. This seems to me to be the kind of thing that is never going to be brought to a virtual console, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for archival purposes, that's actually pretty scary, because if this thing wasn't digitized and, you know, preserved forever on, you know, illegal means, this would just be lost, right?
Yeah.
Like, there would be no legitimate way to play this. And that's a little bit scary to think that stuff that is not considered to be commercially viable or is locked up in rights disputes is just effectively gone to the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. The issue is like, I mean, that's smarter people than us have talked about game preservation and how that's, you know, not really a thing and how that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like we have lost and will lose things, you know, and you get into, like, even like you start getting like prominent, like fan made stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you look at like early PC things, when people could actually start trading and creating content.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, how many millions of Doom mods are there that are just going to be lost to the ether?
Yeah.
You know, in the future. It is a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, everything is a bummer. Like, there's a university, Robert Ashley on one of the Life Well Wasted talks to the guy, this university guy in Berkeley, I think, who is like, that's making it like it's his mission to try to preserve old game shit.
Yeah.
And that's like really noble. Like, it is an art form that is going to slip through the cracks. The same way that there's like, if you're like way into Doctor Who, there's like the like two seasons or something that are lost.
Yeah.
That the BBC taped over.
Yep.
You know, back before anyone thought that you could want something in the future that you have now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Just a bummer.
Oh, well, at least we're here to, you know, throw shit at stuff.
Yeah. That's and cool. We remember you, Kickmaster.
Yes.
You know, we're there. His name was Kickmaster.
So. Yeah, and hopefully people check it out so its memory can, you know, just be kindled that much further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see this game. I'm glad it has a Hardcore Gaming 101 entry. Like, mm-hmm. That site's a really good, like, that'll draw people to it.
Yeah, it's a bellwether.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about it or any digressions about kicking. Like, it's just like we just happened to play this really good Nintendo game.
So thanks, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, super good.
Yeah.
What are we doing next time?
We're going to be playing Metal Morph, which is a game. What?
Hmm?
What was the musical sting for?
Oh no! I was just joking. Okay, I just had the piano next to me and
okay.
Was just playing you out the soft music of leaving.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, this is. So distracting. This is Metal Morph, which is developed by Origin Systems for the SNES, and it was recommended by Tim H.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
No.
I've never heard of that game either.
Neither have I. It looks pretty dumb.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
If anyone else wants to add to our menagerie of fuck fails, head to duckpea.tv/abject suffering and suggest the game in the widget there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So thank you everybody for listening. This is after the stream, which has not happened yet for a couple of weeks as of the time we're recording this. I'm going to issue a provisional thanks to everybody who watched that and gave generously, I presume, and hope.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
And moving forward, you know, you can rate and review, tell your friends about the show, go to duckfeed.tv/store. All those are things you can do to help us out. Yeah. And just because we're not doing the stream doesn't mean you couldn't donate to Transactive anyway.
Yeah.
So if you miss the stream and want to support that cause, which you should,
yeah,
it's a good use of your time and attention and money. So.
Definitely.
Cool. All awesome. Right.
So until next time, Umbasa.
Yeah. Umbasa it up.